Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
I'm all right. Trying to figure out what I deserve for dinner. I don't know.
So what?
What'd you have for dinner?
I haven't eaten dinner yet.
What? Isn't it like 10 o'clock there?
Yep, I'm not hungry.
No. Oh, okay. I mean, that's fair. I can't force you to eat. I tend to eat dinner every night. Just a thing I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job.
You seem guarded. What's up?
I just want to know why you think like pedophilia jokes are at all okay.
I
Like,
mean, what do you
why do
mean
you
by
back?
okay? What do you want? Like, they're bad and we shouldn't have them?
Yeah, exactly. That's what most of the world thinks.
I don't think that's true. You think most of the world thinks you're not allowed to joke about pedophilia?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the reason why Shane Dawson was canceled.
Okay, but I'm not Shane Dawson. Like, Shane Dawson's not a com I don't even know anything about that guy. What I thought he got canceled because he what? He said he was gonna grind on Will Smith's kid.
He made pedophilia jokes and he made like jokes about his cat like years ago and people canceled him for it.
Yeah, but isn't he like he's not like a comedian, is he?
No, he's a YouTuber much like yourself.
Yeah, but doesn't he make like stupid like I make
Bigger
like
following.
jokes. I make like comedy.
Yeah, so did
Well, apparently not, because if you can get canceled for something that fucking boring, you must have had a really shitty audience. They're not my audience isn't gonna cancel me because I joke about pedophilia.
No, your cancels your audience seems to be more of an occult following,
Yeah, well, isn't that the
as
best
I'm
kind of
told.
audience? People who get it? Why would you want mass? I don't want a mass audience, okay? The masses suck. The masses are stupid and boring. What you want as a creator is to have a small niche who gets it. People who are intelligent, nuanced, and yeah, the masses aren't typically capable of such things. So I guess if the masses don't understand my comedy, good. That means I'm connecting with people who are a little bit above the unwashed masses, the
You mean
ignorant masses.
people who are about as fucked up as you for thinking like joking about kids getting raped is funny?
Yeah, I mean, whatever we're having. I mean, if you want to say it's fucked up, I think we're just of a higher intelligence than clearly the normal people who can't seem to wrap their heads around satire.
I think a lot of people would debate that you're lower intelligence.
Right, and they're very not smart people.
Very not
Very
smart. Sounds good
unintelligent
grammar.
people.
Great. You're really
Yeah.
helping your case here, buddy.
Well, yeah, occasionally sometimes words don't come out the mouth as the words should the mouth come out. Right? Look, here's the thing. You're mad I made some jokes on the internet? Is that it? Is that what this comes down to?
I just think it's disgusting that you, A, defended a show that sexualizes children because that's fucking disgusting.
Okay, do you know the hold on, I want to ask a question. What is the plot of the movie Cuties?
It's like teen, it's, I'd
What
have
is
to
the
like
plot
look.
of the movie? No. You are the one who are upset that we're talking about it. What's the plot of the movie? You don't even know.
It's like a
You
show
don't know what
about
the movie
kids
is
get,
about,
I'm
and you're mad
literally
that people are.
answering your question. I'm answering your question right now.
Tell me the
Am I
plot of the
not allowed to
movie.
talk?
What's the main
Great.
character? What's the main
The
character?
main, buddy, the whole point, I don't have to, first of all, I
So
didn't
you
watch this
haven't
movie.
seen
I don't
it.
know.
So you haven't seen it.
No, why would
And you don't
I?
know anything about what it's about. You don't know the themes.
It is literally a show
It's not a show, it's a movie.
sexualizing
It's
children,
not a show, it's a
whatever.
movie.
It's sexualizing
What
children.
is the main
Sexualizing
character?
children.
What is her
What is
family?
okay about sexualizing children?
I want to know if you have any idea what this movie is, because you haven't seen it.
I want to know why, like, these
You don't
shows
even know the
sexualize
bait.
children.
Hold
Why
on,
would
hold
I
on.
watch? Why would I watch a show that sexualizes children? Why
Sure,
would I
but you
support
should be
something like
able
that?
to, if you're so upset about it, you should at least know the basic plot. Just give me the basic plot of the movie, what it's about.
Nor do I care about what the basic plot of the movie is about.
So you don't know. Just
You
say you don't know.
sexualize
Just
children in a
say you don't
movie.
know.
It's disgusting.
Just say you don't know what the movie's
It's a
about, but you're really
fucking
mad about
dancing.
it.
It's a fucking dancing squad of kids sexualizing kids, having them twerk and stuff. It's disgusting.
Okay, so you don't know what the movie's about because you have not looked up it. You haven't looked it up at all. You haven't researched it. You haven't read a review. You don't know what it's about, but you're mad about it. So this conversation's pointless.
It is
I'm not
a
gonna have a
movie about
conversation about a
children
thing you're mad about
twerking.
that you don't even know anything about it.
Typical man cutting off a girl trying to talk. You're
I'm trying.
very
I've given you multiple time. Just admit to it. Like, why not just...
You're continually cutting me off.
Okay, so I just want you to say... I just want you to say, on the record, like, to be fair, that you don't know
I
what the movie's
about. I
didn't
watch it, nor will I watch it.
No,
I have
you
seen
also,
plenty
And you
reviews
also didn't
it.
Read any reviews about it, right?
I have seen plenty of reviews about it, actually.
Okay, well, typically a review would cover what the plot of the movie is. That, you know, a review takes you through what the general...
And I said, it's a group of fucking girls. It's like a twerking squad for school.
That's not a plot.
Like, it's not...
That's a description of something that's in the movie.
It's because
okay,
it was,
and
like,
why do they have the squad? What is the purpose of the squad? Like, what is just any? You don't know what the movie's about. It's so obvious.
That you're trying,
the fact that I'm trying to get you to actually research something before you just make an ass of yourself on the internet. Come on.
You're the one who's making the ass of yourself. You're continuing.
You're the one who said you're going to expose
me
for talking about a movie you haven't even know nothing about.
Talking over me right now.
I mean, I'm just incredulous that somebody would go, I'm going to take you down for talking about this movie. And I go, do you know what the movie is? And you go, well, I don't know what the movie is, but I know I don't like it.
I watched the movie. I have seen reviews of it. It's disgusting.
If you saw a review of it, you would know what the movie's about. If you really cared about this topic, you would know the plot of the movie you're trying to criticize. But you don't, because you're just a reactionary. You're just reacting.
Bothered that you are defending predators.
Name a predator I've defended.
Oh, let me pull up my notes.
Well, you say I've defended predators. You can't name one off the top of your head.
Well, for one, you are one, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay, I'm a predator. Great. That's a fun accusation. Name a predator I've defended. It's crazy that you've come to me. I'm going to expose you. You've defended predators. Can you name one? Well, I got to check my notes here.
I'm pulling up my notes.
Why do you need notes? Don't you know? You've been going on this all day. How do you not already know?
Oh, my God. You are very obnoxious to interview.
Yeah, well, you're obnoxious to come at me telling me I defend predators and you can't even name one.
Cry about it.
I'm not crying. This is ridiculous. You don't know what the movie's about. You don't know who I've defended.
For one, you blocked Ryan from RK Outpost.
Oh, I didn't know that was defending predators. Wait. I thought you were going to tell me which predators I've defended. Which predator did I defend?
You constantly talk over people, huh?
Why are you changing the subject to who I've blocked on Twitter? You said you were going to tell me which predator I defended.
Yes, I am, if you would shut up for like 2 seconds.
So I blocked RK Outpost.
For calling him out, for calling you out. Because, you know, Netflix Cuties defenders are human filth, and that is 100% correct.
I'm waiting for you to tell me which predator I defended.
I'm looking at my notes. Would you?
Well, then why are you bringing up unrelated stuff? What are you talking about?
It's part of my notes.
I don't care about the other part of your notes. I've asked you a direct question. I'm not asking you to go
through
your notes.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't like it, you can hang up at any point.
I feel like you want to hang up because this is getting pretty embarrassing on your end.
I really don't. It's really not embarrassing. The only one who
Well,
you've
been unable to articulate what the plot of the movie is, and you've been unable to name a predator I've defended. That's pretty embarrassing on both counts, considering those are your main problems.
You supported Mr. Girl, the same guy who said underage girls are attractive.
Okay. I'm still waiting
predatory
for you to name
behavior.
A...
I just did.
That's not predatory behavior.
You are a supporter of Mr. Girl, who... said underage girls are attractive. Do you think underage girls are attractive? Like,
Mr.
do you
Girl
think that's
has
okay
never for- said underage girls are attractive.
Yes, he actually has.
Okay, what's the quote? Give it to me.
You can see it in my video when I post this as well. I'll pull it up on screen.
And will
and
the quote will the quote be him saying underage girls are attractive?
It'll be a quote.
So you don't have one.
I do.
So you're mad at this guy, but you don't even know what he said. Is another thing you're admitting.
He literally said underage girls are attractive.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay. But, so he literally... Hold on. No. You just said... He literally said underage girls are attractive. Are you going to be able to produce that quote? I look forward to that.
Yeah.
You're going to produce the exact quote, underage girls are attractive. You think you can find that.
Do you support him, yes or no?
He's on my podcast constantly. Of course I do.
Clown. Anyways.
Clown? Mr. Girl's on my podcast. He's a longtime friend. He's one of the best creators on the platform. And I highly recommend you check out his new rap song, I'm a Pedophile by Mr. Girl. It's a fantastic rap.
I will be cutting this out.
Anyways. I know. I look forward to you cutting out all the times that you made a clown out of yourself this time. Luckily, I'm recording on my end because this is fucking hilarious. You're mad at a movie you don't know the plot of. You say I support predators, but you can't name any predators I've supported. And you're mad that I blocked
it. Okay.
Mr. Girl's not a predator. Who did he prey upon?
Girls are,
who did he prey on?
Saying underage girls are attractive, that is a pedophile.
Good thing he
being
never said
underage
girls
underage
are attractive.
Women, being attracted to underage girls is predatory behavior.
He's never said, I'm attracted to underage girls. That's not a quote.
Okay, so when I do get the quote and have it up on the screen over this conversation, we'll have fun with that.
Yeah, you're going to take it out of context because you don't have an actual quote.
Uh-huh. Taking out of context. Dude said underage girls are attractive. Like,
it's not what he said. I know this is like hard for a 20-year-old
to
like wrap their head around.
Do you want to?
Especially
a
woman.
Then, if I'm going to take it out of context, do you want to pull it up?
Yeah, I can give you the quote. What was it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look at the blonde one. This movie attempts to sexualize children, and it does a pretty good job of it. I think is the quote.
Oh boy, you are just yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait for this video.
Why? What is the video going to prove?
I'm also just letting you know ahead of time, I am giving this clip to somebody else as well to use.
Good. I don't care. Look, I'll give you all the quotes you want. Mr. Girl is one of the best creators on YouTube. Everyone should subscribe to him. Don't let dumb white women police comedy. It doesn't work. They don't know what's funny. And then when you ask them for simple action... Yeah, I am a misogynist, because dumb white ladies like you keep going,
gross.
He's making jokes I don't like. I don't know what to do with myself. Why don't you stop clutching your pearls? Okay, go get your boyfriend to put a baby in you and whatever it is, and then you'll finally have something to focus on other than just getting upset on the internet. All right? You need an activity.
This is funny.
Kid, you need an activity. Why don't you go? Why
Buddy,
don't you go
you
learn how to
hobby
knit
other than
or some shit?
Jokes about pedophilia.
I can point you to some great pedophilia jokes on SNL. There's
no
some good
thanks.
Ones. Well,
that's
if it's good
gross.
Enough for the mainstream, it's good enough for me. You know, The Rock makes pedophile jokes, right? You know, like The Rock?
No, I don't.
All of America loves him, and he's the highest paid actor in the industry. So. Your whole theory about pedophilia jokes canceling people is faulty.
Uh-huh.
Listen, stop trying to have conversations about things that you have not researched and do not understand.
No, I think I'm going to continue to call you out for being a piece of shit.
Right, and I'm a piece of shit because I actually look up the plots of movies before
You're a
I get
piece
mad
of shit
at them.
Because you defend a project that was sexualizing children. You defended a person who
a project
said
you can't summarize.
Girls.
A project you cannot summarize.
A person
you
who said underage girls are attractive.
You did not watch the movie or read any reviews
misogynist.
Of it.
Overall disgusting misogynist.
I am a disgusting
so,
misogynist.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to continue to call you the fuck out.
Only white women, though. Other women are fine. Just white women are the worst. I want you to put
that
in
there. I don't care.
Okay. I want you to know black women, Indian women, Native American women are great. White women are
a
cancer. And I want you to put that in the video, please. I need you to be quiet when I say this so that it's said everyone can hear it. White women are a cancer. Please put that in.
I'm not editing this. I'm just going to let you make a clown out of yourself.
Okay. You're putting it up the full thing. Good.
Yes. I'm going to let you make a clown out of yourself.
Okay. I'll make a clown out of myself.
Yep.
In Salem? Is that a yes?
No, I'm not in Salem.
Oh. You going to art school?
Nope.
Are you in college?
Yep.
Oh, that's a shame. What are you studying?
Communications.
Really?
Yes, really.
All right. Well, you should, Good. Good stuff. Any other questions for me? Have you listened to Mr. Girl's rap music, by the way?
No, nor would I ever.
Yeah, so you have no idea this person you're commenting on. Have you watched any of his videos?
again, why would I ever?
Okay, so he's a predator, but you've encountered literally 0% of his work.
Here's a...
Just to be clear, you've engaged with 0% of his content, but he's a predator.
No, I have plenty of people doing that for me, so I don't have to put myself through that hell.
I'm glad you have a team to do your research for you. Sad that they couldn't provide you with the plot of the movie you're mad about.
I don't have to know the plot of a movie to be mad about people sexualizing children.
Okay. Well, it seems like if the point of the movie is to present the argument that children shouldn't be sexualized, that's something that you should engage with on an honest level.
There are many ways to go about that without directly sexualizing children.
Sure. But the movie still did not intentionally set out... as people have claimed, to be a sexualizing experience for an audience that is seeking that. That was not the point.
Well, if people can be upset because, you know, 13 Reasons Why didn't accurately set out to, like, do something, but they still did it.
Yeah.
People are still mad about it and have every right to be.
I'm mad that 13 Reasons Why didn't convince more teenagers to kill themselves. I think it failed in that regard. I feel like they should have went heavier with that stuff, because, frankly, I mean, I came away from that, and I barely wanted to kill myself.
You're just, oh my god, you are
a horrible person? Are you just figuring that out? Listen, Rye, nobody cares.
No, I can tell you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit, like, and I love it. And I'm so glad. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I hope you
find something better in life than, like, sexualizing children and, like, defending people who sexualize children.
When have I ever sexualized a child?
Making jokes about raping children, saying that you're gonna, like, your jokes are disgusting.
It's pretty funny to just hear you say. It's pretty funny to hear your summary of me. Rye, I appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
I don't appreciate you.
Oh, good kid.
You're welcome.
Listen.
Oh, you were crying earlier that I wasn't giving comeback, so figured.
I know you finally tried. You finally put in the effort. 20-year-old white woman getting it done, making a way in the world.
Cry about it. Can't wait to see your video. Give me some more views on TikTok.
Okay. I mean, I'm just gonna get the part where you admit that you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, great! So you're gonna cut this entire video, yes. Unlike me, who will openly be putting everything out there.
That's fine. I'm just going to cut the part where you're an idiot, because it's funny, and nobody wants to sit through this whole thing.
Great. I'll be posting everything so everyone can see how much of a piece of shit you are.
Alright. I mean, if people watch it, that's funny.
Also, you made fun of... You, like, called me autistic, so not only
I didn't call
that,
you autistic.
Yes, you did. I have a screenshot.
I said autistic.
To a quote, calling me autistic. You're, like, really? You're going to try and be like, oh, I didn't call you autistic. You did.
No, I just typed the word autistic.
And you also called me fat, which, you know...
Well, you are fat.
Calling the kettle black, aren't you?
Yeah, but at least I'm funny. See, if you're fat, you're supposed to be funny. But you're just
I'm a shrill, whining white woman.
Okay, buddy. Wow, the delusion. All right, have fun.